The Best Bible Verses for Decision-Making by Kristen Zray. When you are in decision-making mode, how do you decide what you are going to do? How do you move forward in a way that honors God and others? These are all important things that you must consider before making your final decision. Each day, we are faced with thousands of choices, most of them being small and rather uneventful. However, some of our decisions have life-altering consequences, and that's when we need help in decision-making. The Bible offers a great deal of guidance on decision-making. Here are several scriptures to help you consider different options when you need to make decisions. The Best Bible Verses for Decision-Making. Here are some key verses from the Bible to consider when you need to make decisions. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Whether the decision you need to make is large or small, turn first to God's Word. When you read the Bible every day, the Holy Spirit will teach you which way to turn, using Bible stories and lessons chosen just for you. The Holy Spirit may also use books, blog posts, podcasts, sermons, songs, or other materials to assist you in making your decisions. Your job is to be open to God's teaching as He lights up the path before you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Psalm chapter 5, verse 8. You can pray specifically for God to give you direction on the path that He wants for you when you are in decision-making mode. Pray that God will make the path clear before you and that He will give you peace regarding your decision. Don't move forward until you experience the peace that passes all understanding, and which only God can give. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Decision-making can be stressful. You might be worried about whether you are proceeding in the right direction. You may be experiencing stress, wondering if there is a solution that you don't know. Every time you are tempted to worry, apply this verse. Give God your concern as many times as needed, thanking Him in advance for the answer that He has prepared for you and will reveal in His perfect timing. You will make your prayer to Him, and He will hear you. And you will pay your vows. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. For when they are humbled, you say, it is because of pride. But He saves the lowly. Job chapter 22, verse 27 to 29. He hears every single prayer that you offer to Him over every decision you need to make. God wants you to rely on Him so that you will reflect His glory into the world. He will show you the way as you walk in obedience to Him and simply ask for His help. And let them judge the people at all times. Every great matter they shall bring to you, but any small matter they shall decide themselves. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. Exodus chapter 18, verse 22. Decision-making can sometimes be delegated to others. You may be in a situation where you can offload some of your burden onto a team of others who are qualified to handle it. This option allows you to operate at a more efficient level. When you need advice on areas of personal development like this one, you can consult with an experienced Christian counselor. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and intended to fight against Jerusalem, he planned with his officers and his mighty men to stop the water of the springs that were outside the city, and they helped him. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 2 to 3. The Bible often gives us examples of consulting other people to help us make our decisions. Before deciding, talk it over with trusted friends, family members, colleagues, or advisors. They will offer valuable perspectives that you can't see from your vantage point. Before you decide, make a list of at least 3 people with whom you can consult, and be sure to meet with them before you make your final decision. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Romans chapter 14, verse 21 to 23. Our decisions always have consequences for other people. If you are married, you need to think about how your decision will affect your spouse. If you have children, you need to think about the impact your decision will have on your children. If you are a team manager or church leader, you need to think about how your decision will affect your people. Let your convictions be informed by the Word of God so you can make the best possible decision for everyone who is involved. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 to 5. Only the Lord knows the best plans for our lives. We need to be open to God's direction for our plans, even when we are fully convinced that we are right. You can pray that God will expose any blind spots that you might have in the matter, then humbly accept his correction. In this way, your conscience can be clean when you make your final decision. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. This is a passage that applies specifically to how much you decide to give to the church, but it has a broader application for decision making. You can ask yourself if you are saying yes simply out of a sense of obligation, and if your yes may cause you to develop resentment. A Christian counselor can help you make a wise decision that doesn't cause more pain, a decision that you can live with because you have God's peace about it. Whatever has come to be has already been named, and it is known what man is, and that he is not able to dispute with one stronger than he. Our Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 10. God already knows the decision that you will make. The knowledge of this fact can grant you peace as you make your decision. No matter what decision you make, he will still love and accept you and cover you with his protection. If you are walking according to his will, he will cause every decision you make to work toward your ultimate good. See Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Christian counseling for making key decisions. When you are faced with major decisions, these verses can guide you. But you also may need to consult with someone who will come alongside you and help you think through the decisions you need to make. A caring Christian counselor can be a great resource for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to a qualified counselor when you are faced with a major decision. We have experience dealing with many kinds of people who need biblical guidance on the decisions that they face, and we are ready and willing to help you.